is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. That number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up here, when we get a chance, Mark, you've got a story about snitching, encouraging neighbor to snitch on neighbor, or in this case, employee to snitch on boss. We'll get to that here in a bit if we get a chance, but your calls are what we go to first. 800-259-9231. Right to them. We go to, I believe, Bodie is on the line in New Hampshire. Bodie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
The spanking thing?
Yes, sir.
I'm 17, and my dad's really a libertarian. He has been for the past few years, and I guess ever since I was born, and I'm unschooled. It's like homeschooling, but I pretty much pick whatever's being learned.
I love that approach, by the way. I mean, I have no...
Seems very interesting to me, too.
Yeah, I have no experience with it, because unfortunately I went to a government school when I was growing up, but the idea of homeschooling versus unschooling, homeschooling is much more curriculum-based, where the parent decides, I'm going to teach this, this, and this, whereas unschooling, I think, did you get a little bit of kind of basics in the beginning, like, you know, learning how to read and things like that, and then they just turned you loose?
Yeah. Yeah, I learned to read pretty early with my parents. You know, we read, like, little flip-up books and stuff, and then... Mm-hmm. I actually got into World of Warcraft when I was, like, 11, and that taught me to really type well and stuff like that.
So you get to pick your own destiny as far as what things you want to learn about, and you feel like that's been pretty good, that you've ended up fairly well-rounded as far as your education is concerned?
Well, I'd say I'm a little behind on math and stuff, but, yeah, I'm, you know... That's just because I haven't really pursued it.
Well, I can tell you that I don't. I went up to, what was it, pre-calculus, I think, when I was in the government schools, and I've never needed anything maybe beyond algebra, some of the basic concepts of what X could be. I mean, that was kind of useful, but algebra is about as far as I think it's even necessary, and most of that is completely useless if you're not programming for a living. If you're doing math-based things for a living, like engineering and programming and architecture, then, yeah, you need to know math, geometry, and that sort of thing. But I think that's it's an interesting approach, and I was interesting to hear about it.
Brody, did you go to college?
He's 17.
No, I'm 17, so
that doesn't mean you have...
No, I'm getting there.
Some homeschooled kids go to college at 13 12. Or something.
No.
So what else were you calling in about tonight? Did you just want to share that with us?
No, I just wanted to talk about the spanking thing because my dad has been a stay-at-home dad. When I was little, he, you know, he worked and whatever. But so we hang out a lot, he's never been a believer in the violence thing. You know, him and my mom are really spiritual kind of people, you know, and not you know, religious, but
sure,
very spiritual or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was sent up to my room once, and that's because I was really, really screwing with my sister. But other than that, it's like the reason I called in is because all these people talking about spanking their kids and stuff. It was making me angry, and I had to give my, you know, my two cents on it, and I really think it's unnecessary. And I think if you sit down and talk with your kids, and like the way I really felt disciplined was just like seeing disappointment in my parents' faces that, you know, if I did something bad, like, or, you know, just hearing how angry they were, or, you know, like if I was really annoying them when we were on a long trip or whatever, they'd really ask me to stop. And I guess it does take a lot of patience, but I still, you know, I still couldn't imagine ever hitting my kids.
Very good, Bodie. I thank you for sharing that with us tonight here at 800-259-9231. For those just tuning in, we were talking about spanking the last hour. Of course, it's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to comment on whatever you want. Let's go to, I think, Chuck is listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, Chuck. I'm a person that believes in spanking.
Okay, sir.
I have particular rules that apply to it, though. One is, discipline is never a matter of mood. And if a child is allowed to do something, it doesn't make any difference if you're in a good mood or a bad mood. They're allowed to do whatever they're allowed to do all the time. Another thing is the first, and the only place you spank a child is on the bottom. And the first blow on the bottom is to get their attention. The second one is the punishment. Anything beyond that is basically self-gratification instead of actually trying to correct the child. There are situations that a young child can get into where they could die if they don't respond to a verbal command immediately. And so I feel that it is imperative to teach a child to respond immediately when you tell them to do something. But after the situation is over, they have a right to ask you, and you have an obligation to the child, if it takes all day, to explain to the child why that you felt that it was necessary for them to do this. Given orders should never be just because I said so.
Mm.
It should all be because there's a reason.
I appreciate the input. Yes, sir?
I recall being at McDonald's with four kids, age 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Mm.
A lady and gentleman that were sitting there watching me with them leaned over and asked, "Excuse me, how do you get those kids to behave so well?" And I told them, they behave because I expect them to behave. And I train horses for a living now. I'm retired as an air traffic controller, but there is a time and a place for negative reinforcement, especially when the children are small and don't necessarily have the verbal skills to picture the things that can go wrong. That there is a certain verbal level that the child has to achieve before he can even imagine some of the things that can actually go wrong. And
yeah.
Usually by the child is 5 or 6 years old, you're done spanking. They're just, by that time, if they don't just respond because you're disappointed in them, you've already screwed up your job, because by then they start to get out into the world into peer pressure. And if they don't already have their own a good sense of what their values are going to be, they're already in trouble.
Chuck, thanks for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate your input at 800-259-9231. We continue with Mark in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark. Mark in Canada? Going on?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I am. I think spanking is totally wrong, and it is an initiation of force on a child.
Do you have kids?
No, but that I think is relevant because I was a child, so I know exactly what it is to be one.
Did you were you spanked as a child?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Do you recall how you felt about that?
Oh, yeah, I hated it, and it was a total initiation of force.
To what age were you spanked?
Oh, maybe 10, you know, now, looking back on it.
I understand you're using the libertarian principle of initiation of force, and I want people to understand what that is. That means that to join the Libertarian Party, you take a little oath that says, I will not...
I'm not in the Libertarian Party.
Whatever.
It's the non-aggression principle, that you should not aggress against people.
Sure, but people need to understand where it comes from and things like
hitting
that.
It doesn't come
wrong.
From the Libertarian Party.
What's that?
Hitting people is wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, yeah. That's not what the non-aggression principle says.
Go ahead. Sorry.
That's not what the non-aggression principle says. It doesn't say that hitting people is wrong. It says that hitting people who have not hit you is wrong.
Right, and your children probably haven't hit you. So
but they may hit other children. So, I mean, then you're getting into this gray area of, do you administer justice for children having hit? But I've got
maybe
to
you should try
you,
forgiveness instead.
Tell you this. Every time I put a diaper on my 18-month-old son, Jack, it is an initiation of force. I pick that child up. He writhes and screams in some cases.
It's not really at all. You're protecting him from a poopy diaper.
Yeah, but a parent who is administering a spanking is only going, I mean, using your logic, is only going to say that I'm preventing them from touching their hand on a hot stove or hitting their sister.
You do
whatever.
Have a good point, Mark. That you're saying that
it has nothing to do with the non-aggression principle. That's or the non-aggression principle cannot be abided by a parent. One of those two.
Okay, well, you tackling a blind man from crossing a street and getting hit by a car, is that an initiation of force, Mark?
Sure it is.
No, it isn't. You're protecting that person from the consequences.
No, that's an initiation. That is an initiation of force because you weren't asked to do that. And so if you initiate force against the blind man to protect him from something that he otherwise might not want to happen, you are at risk from, I think, you know, being sued. Maybe he wanted to walk in front of that bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, assuming the guy's going to kill himself. Yeah, that's really good.
It's a possibility. What if I break his ribs when I do it?
Thanks for the call. More coming up. You dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $997.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,025.51, $512.75 for the half ounce, or $256.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,025.51, $512.75, or $256.38.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including archives. If you miss a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. Free for you at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources. They are the owner of our syndicate and do bring you, well, great prices on gold and silver coins. Right now, lots of people are snatching up gold and silver to be a hedge against inflation. The Federal Reserve has printed an untold amount of money. The when you look at the graph, it just spikes right at the end. The Federal Reserve in the last year has printed an incredible amount of money. And, well, what that results in other nations is hyperinflation, and they say it takes about 9 months to really hit, and maybe that's what's happening now. So you can get Lakota Nation silver round 1 ounce pieces for $22.30. This is probably the most beautiful coin that you can get in silver right now. And also British sovereign coins, which are a quarter ounce, for $288. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com to order right now. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're continuing with your phone calls about what you want. Francesca is on the line in South Carolina listening to WSCFM. Francesca, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay. There are two issues that haven't been covered yet, and I thought I'd toss them into the mix.
Please.
One issue is that whatever parents are going to decide to do as regards disciplining their children, they really either need to both do it or nobody do it. Because I can tell you as a grown person now, when I was a child, my mother would always defer to wait till your father gets home, which she really meant. I mean, it wasn't just all something she said and it didn't have consequence. She would say, wait until your father gets home to us. And then any and all rapport that we might have had with our father was always damaged by the fact that there would be this spanking either looming overhead or having just been administered or whatever. And always there was bad feelings on I can speak for myself and for my brother as well. But anyway, so that's number one thing. Why parents opt to make one parent the heavy and the other one the pushover is beyond me. But when it's done, the one that says they're going to be the pushover doesn't really get out free, because the impression that a child even has is that, well, mommy is virtually powerless. I mean, she basically defers to him, and it's his agenda and so forth. So that was point number one. Both of you do it or nobody do it or whatever.
That makes sense to me. I mean, you want your punishments, whatever they are, to be consistently meted out. That makes sense.
Yes, yes. And even though they may have agreed, they may be in agreement that this is the punishment, it always seems, when only one is doing it and the other one is threatening it, that somebody isn't on board for that. And
point number two.
And it's very, very damaging to the rapport. For instance, my father traveled a lot, and so when we ran to greet him at the car when he came home after his trips, you know, instead of just being purely a run to hug him and tell him how glad we are that he's home, it also became a run to see who could get there to tell their side of the story first. So it was really quite pathetic. The other thing I wanted to say was that I don't think that a threat of a spanking really means much, and I would offer in evidence my the fact that there were two things that I wasn't able to tolerate eating as a child. One was scrambled eggs for some reason. My palate, you know, wasn't adjusted to it or whatever, and fish was the other. I subsequently have come to eat these things, but
sure.
I was always told that we all were told, not just me, if there was something that we weren't going to eat, that, you know, there would be a spanking afterwards. And so it got to the place where I was either faced with a choice of retching when trying to eat this. I mean, really having it come right up.
That's horrifying.
Or sitting in my spanking chair waiting for a spanking. And so since I hated vomiting
pick your
more
poison.
Than I... Huh?
Yeah, it's like pick your poison. Which one do you hate the least? That's awful. And, it sounds to me like your parents were pretty quick to jump to spanking. I mean, if you're using spanking to enforce that your kids finish the asparagus, that's, I think, really inappropriate.
Well, I think that this is a generational thing to some extent, and also an economic thing, and it may not occur very much in the United States of America, but try to imagine here, Ian, if you're a dirt farmer in, say, you pick your third world country, and the kid doesn't get to pick what it is that they're going to eat. Now, in America, I get to eat whatever I want to eat whenever I want to eat it.
Yeah.
I live a good life. But
you should be able to not eat what you don't want to eat.
I concur with that.
We're talking about America, Mark. If you're starving in Africa, you're going to eat the darned asparagus.
You might. But, kids are picky. And the parents want the kids to grow up. They want to do the right things for them. I'm not saying I support this, but I see that this being a sort of economic and generational, sort of issue.
Could your parents afford
the... The thing that I would say is that it's something that you really, like the fellow said, pick your poison. I mean, to this day, I can endure almost anything but vomiting. Mm. And I would do anything to not vomit. And so I naturally chose the lesser of those two evils. But it was unpleasant, and it disturbed the rapport that I had. And, of course, after that, whoever, didn't eat, after the spanking, which was in front of everyone, pants down style over the knee, and then they'd have to go up to their room for the rest of the night. And, it also made a mess of that don't let the sun set on your anger situation that is spoken of in Scripture.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think being that humans and even certain animals and stuff are amenable to being dealt with equitably. Even an animal knows when he's being dealt with equitably. I guess I probably would go that route.
You'd go which route?
I would go the route of dealing equitably with someone as opposed to spanking them for real or imagined peccadilloes or for not eating something or whatever.
Yeah, I find the idea of some of the people that have called, and thank you, Francesca, for the call tonight. Yeah. I appreciate hearing from you. Some of the people that have called tonight advocating spanking, I think, have been relatively cool and calm about their position on it, that it shouldn't be done out of anger, that it should be a promised consequence instead of something that's just chosen in the moment of the heat of passion by a parent. That all makes sense to me. But, Mark, I mean, you're really stretching when you're saying that, well, it's an economic thing. They paid for the asparagus, so therefore they should be able to beat their kids if they don't eat it.
Well, I'm just trying to imagine what it's like for – I don't know what the economic situation was in her family, but I'm thinking back to a friend of mine who grew up in a house with dirt floors. If he would have pushed his plate away and said, no, I don't want it, and then, there's going to be some consequences.
Yeah, it's like you go hungry. That should be the consequence, or you don't get dessert, but you're saying they wouldn't have been able to afford something like dessert. We're coming up. You bring up anything for Free Talk Live.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. A lot of people with a lot to say on the spanking issue. Of course, you can take the topic in any direction you would like. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They are free. They include the chat room. It's actually open 24 hours a day, but the best time to find people there, of course, is during the live show. Go to chat.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and get involved there. Chat.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. That's frontsight.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls and go to Roger listening to WFLA-FM in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Roger. Roger, going once. Roger's gone. Let's try instead Eric listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was spanked mercilessly as a child, even with a bullwhip.
Oh, God.
My mother got at Cherokee Mountains, and, I mean, everything you can imagine. You had to go and pick your own switch, off the weeping willow tree, which is a trick in itself because you don't want it to be too wimpy, you know, that she rejects it and goes and picks her own, but you don't want it to be too stout that it stings like hell.
Right. Wow.
Anyhow, that was, and it never helped. I got beat constantly. I even had to sue my principal because my mother had signed a thing saying to let the school beat me. And we sued the principal and the teacher, not for money, but just so they couldn't do it anymore. So now the teacher has never been able to witness another spanking, and the principal since then who's retired, and I'm not going to say his name, but he was never able to spank again after that. And
Wait a minute. I'm confused about that. If your parents were relentlessly spanking you, who was it that helped you with the lawsuit?
Just my mom. Just my mother. My dad used his fist, and he didn't use them very often. But
So wait. Point of information.
Yeah.
It was your mother that was spanking?
No. Both.
Okay.
After that, though, the principal, I never got spanked at school anymore, and my mother cut back quite a bit, too.
What do you think made her decide to...
I would get my ass whooped on a regular basis, trust me.
And you feel like you're...
It never helped.
Right, so you feel like the regular beatings didn't help you, help beat you in the line.
Never helped anything. Actually, it was quite a negative reaction on my part, because it made me hate my parents.
Mm-hmm, I bet it did.
Because I was being whooped constantly. And I still have, I mean, I wasn't, you know, like physically, sexually, or whatever abused, but I was physically abused and mentally as well. And so I have, some animosity about that still to this day.
I bet.
Probably need to see a psychiatrist, but, you know, that doesn't, you know, that's
are your
happened.
Parents still alive? Are they still around?
Yeah, my mom is. My dad's passed. But, anyhow, I do have a son. I have a little boy, and we do timeout. He knows when he's done wrong. And besides which, you shouldn't whip a child, a small child like that, because it reinforces a negative behavior that hitting is acceptable.
I agree completely.
Other children.
Yep, it teaches
really
your child.
Timeout works.
Now, okay, so timeout works. Give me an example of how it is. Give me a real-life example of your son acting out in a very naughty fashion to where you were able to use timeout to have success. Because some people will say, Eric, they'll say that, well, sometimes kids are just so bad you have to spank them.
I know. I've never even not once, and trust me, my son is awful. He climbs everything, climbs up places he's not supposed to get to. He's a pure boy. And he shows it. And if I tell him not to, and he does it anyway or whatever, I'll put him in timeout. And it works every single time. It works. It never fails. And I don't leave him there forever. I just let him know you did something wrong. Sit here. Put him off to the, put him in a chair. I don't make him sit in the corner.
How old is he?
I put him in a chair. You sit here. He's two. You just turned two. You sit here and think about what you did. He'll start crying. He'll have remorse. And I let it sink in, and then I go and I hug him, I let him know, hey, you know what, I love you, and you're my son, and I'm always going to be here for you, but, and it's over with. He stops the bad behavior, or if he's hitting his mother with something, one time he threw a wooden block in the library and caught some girl upside the head.
Oh, gosh.
That's a timeout, you know, don't throw things. Like
now,
that.
How do you keep him in timeout? Has he ever tried to get out of timeout?
No, I put him there. He sits right there. He's very good about it. He knows he's in timeout. He knows that's the time of that's his punishment time. He doesn't move. He just sits there. He cries until he'll stop crying, and then he'll just sit there pouting until I relieve him. It's very easy.
So what would you do? I mean, just
I don't know when it's going to stop. I'm going to tell you this. I can't see me putting a 14-year-old boy in a timeout.
Right.
Hey, I don't know when a certain time. There must be a time where, you know, hey, you know what? You're going to have to.
Well, by that time at 14, he's got privileges and things like that that you can call. I appreciate hearing from you. I've got to let you go, unfortunately, when people say those things. But I understand, I understand the perspective.
It's colloquial.
Yep. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. We continue and go to, I believe, Kevin is on the line listening to WCHV in Virginia. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Kevin is gone. Let's go instead to Dustin in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live, Dustin.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just was calling back about the wireless networks and such.
I still don't have a way
to get markup on the network, but I was thinking most people either have a car or a cell phone, and I think cell phones could become mesh network routers, or you could put one in your car, and there's definitely a lot of traffic going between cities.
What you're talking about is something you called in earlier this week, talking about wireless mesh networks, which, as you described it, was described as being sort of an alternative networking that doesn't necessarily rely on internet service providers. And my objection was, well, how do you deal with people that are How do you deal with connecting the cities together? You're saying that people with cell phones driving from place to place would essentially be able to solve that problem. But of course, that would presume that you'd have certain software on the cell phone to facilitate something like that.
Yeah, definitely. And like a lot of people, like Mark was saying, he doesn't know how to put firmware in a router. You know, he just knows how to plug it in. And
that's another problem too. Yeah, how are you going to get people?
I think there's a reason to capitalize on this too, and people could sell cell phones that already have the open source software on them. You know,
it's a big, you know, you're a big thinker, and I appreciate that. I just, you know, it's the getting from here to there question that is the trickiest part about it. I can see the value in having a Wi-Fi network that stretches across a city, stretches across the country, that is separate but yet still connected to the official internet that we're all used to.
I almost feel like it's a topic for a internet message board for people that are into it, though, you know?
You guys run a radio show, and a lot of your listeners listen online,
mm-hmm.
and there's a huge incentive if you have free telephone service using the internet, voice over IP. You can have free TV, free radio, free anything, any form of telecommunications.
Sure, it'll be free as soon as you spend whatever kind of money it takes to get everybody converted over to this new system. And I think it's interesting, and you can call in and talk about anything.
I'm so irate that my VHS player doesn't work anymore.
As long as I can wrap my mind around it, we'll do our best to explain it to the listeners that may have never heard of such a thing. And I wish you good luck out there, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. In fact, I was talking with somebody about this today, about this Wi-Fi network idea that he was proposing here in here in town where I live. And we were talking about it, and the other guy was saying that he thought it was a good idea. And I said, well, we could try it, but I don't think my router is going to reach to yours. You know, you live across town, and I live over here, so we'd have to find people that live in between mm-hmm. in order to make it work. Or
routers don't go very far.
Or no, it's their wattage is very limited by the FCC. So you really just... I mean, the router that I have probably doesn't get it beyond a couple houses away, right?
Yeah, which means that you more or less have to get universal compliance.
You'd have to get some pretty darn serious compliance in order to make this a possibility, and that's the biggest obstacle to this plan. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, there has to be a reason to do it. I mean, the whole idea of free TV and all that, that's way, way, way down the line. If this was implemented right now, it would just be to share some files, and I don't really have that many files I need to share with anybody else that I can't do online. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up whatever you want. That's 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And if you enjoy the program, you can help us out by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. We'll take $3 a month for the AMP program, and that'll give you access to special perks, a few bonuses that most people don't have access to. But we really do give you the website up front for free, so please enjoy that. If you decide you want to support the show, go to amp.freetalklive.com, become an amplifier. You get the perks. We take the money in and reinvest it into Free Talk Live. Get on more radio stations around the country. Bring more internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire, as we did 3 years ago as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. And I think it's the most exciting movement out there for the prospect of achieving liberty in our lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more, and get involved. Let's go to your phone calls. You can take control of the airwaves. Go to Stephen in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
Hey there.
What's on your mind tonight, Stephen?
Well, for one thing, another way to promote the show is to call up station managers and tell them that you like the Saturday edition, for example, and would like to have the Monday through Friday edition, which I did do that. Actually, I called WFLA, although I'm not listening on their tonight. I did call them and ask them if they could carry the Monday through Friday show as well as the Saturday.
Excellent. It's always worth doing. But, you know, make sure that you're always up front and honest with them. If you are able to, you know, don't call them if you can't tune them in. But if you can listen to them and you do listen to them, give them a call and tell them thanks for taking Free Talk Live on Saturday nights. And then, like you say, ask them for the weekday show. So thanks for doing that.
Right.
And anybody else can do that out there as well. And if you don't get any Free Talk Live in your local talk station, then you can call and ask for anything. I mean, if it's just the Saturday show for a couple hours, we'll take it.
Yep. The other thing is I wanted to talk about the idea of the social contract and to sort of prepare for it, I tried to engage a few people that I know who believe in the social contract so that I could sort of get warmed up on, you know, what they actually believe, these folks who believe that.
It's a bunch of silly nonsense. Can you explain for our listeners that may never have heard the term what is intended by it?
The social contract theory, from what I understand, and I could be wrong because, as I said, I couldn't find anybody who could really explain what they believe regarding the social contract. But the way it supposedly works is that I give up some of my freedom, and specifically I was talking about economic freedom. In other words, I give up some of my money to this government, and then in return this government provides me with an environment within a specific geographic location that will enable me to make money, to live securely, to have property rights, and so forth. And the problem is, and then they also say that you consent just by the fact that you live there.
Mm-hmm.
I live here, and by the virtue of the fact that I live here and haven't moved away to escape this government means that I've consented to this government. But as Roderick Long points out, who is one of the Mises Institute fellows, he points out that, then the next question is, well, where does this government get its power from? Well, it gets it from the consent of the governed. And isn't that a little bit circular? It presumes the point that you're trying to make, that this government actually has some kind of authority over you. You see what I mean?
Or that you have actually consented to it.
That you've consented to it, right. But I couldn't, I talked to three different people this week, mm-hmm, who believe in this social contract business, and I couldn't get them to explain. My explanation is better than anything they could come up with, the explanation that I just gave you. And none of them could prove it. One guy, the best he could do, he said, well, listen, you're born into it. Don't tell me, ha, 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 you can't really believe that there are implied contracts that you have agreed to, with fingers in the air with making the quotes. For example, you walk into somebody's business, you essentially, there's an implied contract that you won't spit on the floor, for example.
Sure.
Or something like that.
Yeah, there are certain etiquettes, certain behaviors that are appropriate. When you go into a store, it's appropriate to check out at the cash register, take the time to check out at the cash register rather than just leave a wad of cash at the customer service desk and walk out. There are certain agreements that
I think that leads back to the idea of ownership, though. Somebody owns that restaurant, and it's not fair, mm-hmm, for me to go into somebody else's place and sort of do whatever the heck I want. So then that's the implication is that, in fact, the government owns the land of the United States in some kind of overlord fashion where they can tell you that, you have to pay taxes on your land. Your labor belongs to them. They can say anything they want because they own the land in some kind of overreaching aspect. But my question is, how do they get it?
Yeah,
how did they get ownership?
Right.
How did they get ownership? Did they purchase ownership?
They doggone stole it as far as I...
Right. They took
concerned.
It from a guy.
Ask the
another,
Indians.
Well, the Indians and the King of England.
Yeah.
They shot up the English. If their ownership is legitimate today, then the King of England's ownership was legitimate then. And so, therefore, it was stolen from him in a criminal coup.
Mm.
Okay? So the people that support the United States government, that fly their flags and put their hands over their hearts, are a bunch of miscreants, which I don't believe. I'm just saying that if you believe that the United States government has validity over a sovereign individual, which is what the idea, it was kind of the idea of this country, was that you ran your life and you owned your property.
You were the sovereign. You were the king on your plantation, if you will.
But the government has grown. As the Fabians, the Fabian socialists in Great Britain in the early 20th century claimed that all governments are socialist. So apparently they were right. And then the other idea is that the government was, the land itself, which is America, was kind of taken from other people. Although you might say it was purchased in some cases. And obviously the dealings with Indians is a much more difficult topic.
Yeah.
You know, Stephen, I have to say that it doesn't surprise me that you were unable to get someone who, three people you talked to, about the social contract to really explain themselves appropriately, because it's always seemed in our conversations, whenever somebody brings up the social contract, it's always kind of brought up as an excuse for tyranny. We'll talk about how it is that some law or regulation is absolutely awful and that, it's wrong or it should be disobeyed, and then someone will come in and they'll say, well, there's a social contract. You know, as though that's the end of the argument. Like, oh, well, you guys are wrong, Free Talk Live, because there's a social contract. Don't you remember signing it? Oh, well, you didn't sign it? Well, that must mean you were born here, because we did actually talk to somebody recently who was being sworn in as a citizen, and they actually have to swear some sort of an oath to the Constitution, and it's very, very different in that particular case. But most people born in the, you know, within this plot of land we know as the United States have never signed a social contract. They've never been presented with any terms. And the whole concept behind a contract is that there are terms and they're presented in advance. And the parties that are going to be subject to those terms will have the ability to, ascertain whether they want to agree to them or not. But that never happens with the social contract. So it's really just a way for them to write off whatever it is your intelligent points are by just blowing you off and saying, well, there's a social contract.
Right. Well, if I start mowing my neighbor's lawn without announcing it in advance, and then at the end of the week I send him a bill that I intend to enforce with threats of violence, and he says, listen, I never, asked you to mow my lawn, and I'm not going to pay you a dime, I can say, well, listen, you either allow me to mow the lawn or not. I mean, I cannot mow it too, but you're going to pay no matter what, or you can move. These are your choices. You can either pay or you can move.
If you don't like it, leave.
I have thus fulfilled all of the requirements of the social contract, and yet that would be considered immoral. But for some reason, if it's the government doing it, suddenly, then all of a sudden it becomes moral. In fact, I've tried to pin people down on when taxation ceases to be set. For example, if three of us go and steal somebody's television set and we take a vote on it and we three agree to steal it and that person says no, well, then that's a crime. Anybody would say that's theft. But what if 100 of us vote to vote for one thief to go to somebody's house? You know, I was trying to pin them down on at what point does it cease being theft? At what point does theft cease being theft?
They
knew where I was going, so they avoided it. And so finally what I said was they were too chicken. That's not the word I used.
Yeah.
But they were too doggone chicken to steal from me. So what they're going to do is rather than steal from me themselves, they're going to basically vote for somebody to steal from me.
That's exactly what government is.
It ended up being a rather acrimonious conversation, one of them did.
Well, if you're calling people thieves, chances are good the conversation isn't going to go well. I understand the feeling. I've certainly been there myself. But, perhaps before you get to the point where you're calling somebody a thief, that you can say, isn't there a better way that we can handle providing X service than to go after, people in this manner, which is essentially just legitimized theft.
Stephen, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Hour number 3 is coming up. You dial in, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.